morning. May I speak with Carmen
Perez?
Who is calling me? It's Valerie from Family First.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think it was a scam. Oh, they called me. I don't know why. I'm sorry. My attitude. Yes, how are you?
Don't worry. I'm doing good. Thank you for asking, Carmen. I'm calling you because I'm from admissions department. I will follow up services with the patient Kimberly Rodunda.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to start this Sunday, right? The 14th.
Yeah. I don't know if you... Yesterday somebody called me and they say they have the wrong hours. But I talked with the coordinator and they say everything is okay. I have a 57 hours with the agency. That's correct?
Correct.
Okay, everything is okay then.
Okay, Carmen. So the schedule will be on Sundays from 8 to 11 and let me see, Monday to Friday, 8 a.m., Monday, 8 to 6, Tuesday, 8 to 11, Wednesday, 8 to 11, Thursday, 8 to 6, and Friday, 8 to 3.
Well, 8 to 11? I think I have just 57 hours. I don't know, you can see my schedule now. The schedule say,
what schedule you was advised to work?
I sent to someone else, I have it with me, but let me park because I can't. I'm driving now. And I'm gonna park too because I have a schedule and send to Caroline. The schedule Kimberly made it for her. She don't want me Fridays and Saturday or the Sundays. I have to respect her idea. Because the family coming to see her. I don't know. Who gave it to you, the schedule?
Was Dina from HR. Did you spoke with Dina?
Yeah, I talked with Dina.
Last day?
Yeah. Look, the schedule is... It's Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m., 2 hours.
Okay, 2 hours, right.
Monday... 8 to 6, 10
right.
hours.
Okay.
Tuesday, 8 to 10, 14 hours.
Okay.
Wednesday, the same thing, 14 hours. Thursday, 8 to 6, 10 hours. And Friday, 8 to 3, 7 hours. It's 57 hours.
I only Wednesday was wrong. I just updated, okay? Don't worry. I just fixed it on Wednesday. That was until 11, okay? Maybe it was a typo error, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yes.
Okay.
So there are 57 hours.
67. I see that the patient has 55 hours authorized.
Yeah. She have 57 hours. This is Sunday was missing, I think so, because they have the 2 hours there. Because Monday to Friday, I 55 hours, Monday to Friday. But Sunday is 2 hours extra, 57.
Okay, Monday, 10 hours plus 14 hours Tuesday plus 14 hours Wednesday plus On Thursday, 10
hours
plus 7 hours Thursday plus 2 hours Sunday. That's 57 hours. Okay, okay. I'm gonna
you
put on
it.
My notes. Okay, that would be 57 hours, correct?
Yeah, 57 hours.
Okay, Carmen, I will help you to set up the app in your cell phone to clock in and out. This is your first time using the app, or you already have the app?
I have the H, let me see.
HJ Exchange?
Yes. I would like that you help me to, because they ask me always for, you know, number for the agency.
The name of the agency, okay. The number, yes. In this case, can you log in now? That will be easier for us, for you to log in now with Kimberly, because you already have the app.
I am the app now.
You cannot, okay. When you have time, please log in. I will send you a text message with the information also, if you agree. I need the mobile ID number.
Okay, let me.
Is
Let
located.
Me see. I come in. I'm here, and
okay.
They ask agency selection.
Login as usual, as you did it in the previous agency with your email, the password.
Okay, I'm here. Lincoln agency, you think it?
No, in the upper right hand corner,
yeah.
You will look for the mobile ID number.
ID number?
Yes, it's 7-digit code.
ID number?
Mobile
okay.
ID number.
Okay, I have an ID number here.
It's 7-digit code?
This first, they can mean my profile. My information, later, mobile device ID?
No, mobile ID, only mobile ID. It's a 7-digit code. It's located in the upper right-hand corner.
Yes, I when I opened this one, they showed me my name, my last name, and all my information.
The number usually is located under your name.
I mean, she's not the only one that asks. I mean, literally everyone would be the patient that's pressing home care, not only in her agency, but literally in every agency.
I think this is because I have a. Another agency and my name.
Use it as a statement that she will have a surgery and for this information she will need to provide this as well.
I can add you guys.
I know, they are like that. They manage them like that.
You said a link to account
so
to one or more agency, right?
I mean, you guys have these two options.
But I don't know why.
Or appealing again, or maybe trying to find another insurance company. Okay? There are a lot out there, and you may have to see. I mean, you guys, there are a lot of.
You already used the app, right, in the past?
Yeah, you said the app. I just needed to link. Maybe you.
I mean, we cannot get always what we want, but like, just consider what they are offering.
Let me see how I can. I think I link an agency.
Maybe you're linked in the other agency, but you can be linked also here in Family First with the number that I'm asking you. I will, if you agree, take your time. I will send you like a screenshot as an example on how you will see the number, okay?
You should
log in with your old credentials. You don't have so far. You don't have to create an account, a new account. You should log in as you did it in the past. You just have to look for the mobile ID number, okay? I will send you the screenshot as an example so you can look and get back to me with the number if you have it, okay?
Okay, you're gonna send to me the ID I'm gonna use the same ID number, right?
Yes, but you have to look for the number in the app and give it to me.
Okay.
Okay, I will send you an example, an screenshot as an example by text message, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Carmen. Take your time and let me know when you find the number.
Okay.
Okay, Carmen, do you have any question?
Oh, no, it's
thank you so much. Okay, Carmen, thank you to you. Please let me know if you have any question, okay? You can call me or text me.
Okay, I'm going to put your number because, you know, I was trying to find medical insurance, and I called just one number, and they filled me with calls and calls anytime. I was tired when you called me. I'm sorry.
Don't worry. I understand.
I talk to somebody else. I say no, 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 they still call me. Oh my God, terrible. Okay, I will call you when I get a message.
Okay, Carmen, please. Thank you for your time. You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.